yet now, you would. It's too late. You didn't get it yet. But something underneath didn't get it far enough. I feel good tonight. I've been sick all day, you know, but I prayed all day and prayed packed up and I stood up and I'm here, Alan. I don't know if I love that book or not, brother. Let me put that down for a loser.
Bless you, good Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, Jerry always asks me or says any of us if we've got a message. Let me tell you, Lord will give you a message if we ain't got it. If it's one word, if it's 10 words, if it's 10 verses, He'll give you something, brother. Man. Just like that Holy Spirit. Open that door.
Yeah.
You know, He says open the door. Open that door. Let it in. He'll give you something. You know, that book's not empty. When I read a little thing in that in a little book magazine, I think I've got it in my Bible, that says the Bible is the bread of life.
Never gets stale. Amen.
You have to throw bread away that molds over and gets stale. Or you have to throw meat away. Well, let me tell you, this solid meat right here will never be stale. It may grow stale over time. You may go get back or backslid or have to do something wrong. But you know what? Just go ahead and clean it up. He cleaned it up tonight. He cleaned it up this year. He cleaned it up in 2015. I feel good. Jason Bright walked in and Lord have mercy. Where'd you go, Jason? You sweat corners on me. You know, Jason's one of them shouts pills. Brother, I can't jump that high. Wish you could. If Lord ever wants to let me do it, boy, look out, because I may jump at him.
Lord do bless.
But it's good. You know, I've been blessed all year long.
Amen.
I've had my ups and downs, had my sicknesses. But you know what? He pulls me through. He always cleans me up. He gets me through whatever my problem is. Whatever my needs is, He'll supply. It's right here. You know, if I says, oh, I need this, or I need that, or I gotta, you know, I thought of this too today. Lord's dealing with me, and like, Lord, just give me a thought. Boy, I don't think that thing. He knocked me in the head. That's enough.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, you don't have to fill out no application.
Right.
He won't reject you.
Amen.
There won't be no rejection or denial or no credit score, let me tell you.
Amen.
God will accept you. If He calls you, He won't call you because you got the plumbers on the wall or because you're ready or equipped, Brother Joe. He'll call you and then He'll equip you.
Amen.
He'll give you the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He'll give you the Holy Spirit to play a piano, to play a guitar, whatever instrument He wants you to play, or whatever it's to be the janitor in the church. He'll give you His authority and His will to do what He wants you to do. You know, we get too complicated in the world. You know, we get running computers. I'm the biggest thing on computers. Yeah, got three or four of them staying around half time. Let me tell you. I know what that little off button is. I know what that little off button is on TV. Because I know what God can do. I know what He's done. I know who holds my tomorrow. That TV and computer don't hold my tomorrow. No other book written by no other man. But the book and God's word hold my tomorrow. Woo! Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I'm going to read one verse here in a minute if we get around to it. I saw this napkin's folded.
Bless it, Paul.
Folded in hip pocket, and that's me and probably God. Some of you ladies may have one folded in verses.
Bless it, Paul. Bless it.
So.
Bless it. Bless it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Saw Brother Brian pull his out, wipe his mouth. And it reminded me of a scripture.
Blessed
Lord. Very familiar. Now, I have to put these eyes back on. You can turn with me if you want to. I'll give you a chance to turn. I'm just going to read one verse of it. John.
Bless you, Lord.
John chapter 20.
Yeah. Bless you.
John chapter 20. Mm-hmm. And verse 7 says, everybody familiar with Scripture? This is dealing with death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
But verse 7 says, notice, Read along with me, because I don't want to mislead nobody. I want you to know that I've read what God's word is, brother.
Amen, brother.
And it says, whoo, this rich. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to close the book. I preached a message on the napkin before. May I preach it again someday if the Lord tells me to.
Yeah.
The napkin folded means it's not finished.
Amen. Right. Amen.
The old Greek way, Hebrew way, whatever, which is what that says is, if the master's finished, he'll wad that napkin up and lay it on the table, lay it in place.
Yeah.
But if he's in there, that's when the servants and all the people come in and clean the table. But if he keeps that napkin folded, they don't go in, Brother Randy. It's not finished. It's not finished. That's why that napkin folded.
Yeah.
That head meaning, my God's still alive today. Amen. He's still in the saving business in 2014.
Amen.
He's got a few more hours and he'll still be in the saving business in 2015.
Amen.
And if you're saved and got problems, he'll meet you problems.
Amen.
He'll meet you them problems.
Amen.
You just got to call on him. Like I said,
Amen.
He won't call you because of your qualifications or your diplomas or your books you've written or whatever. And I'm David talking to me because I wrote books. He won't call me because I've written him books or anything else.
Yeah.
He calls me because he wants to give me what he wants me to have.
Amen.
Yeah.
He will educate you.
Right, brother.
Amen.
He will qualify you to do what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, whether it's being a janitor of the church, whether it's being a witness, a preacher, teach Sunday school, whatever it is, he'll give you the qualifications.
Amen.
He'll give you the ability to do it.
Amen.
You know, somebody preached a message here way back. Hey, Brother Joe on ability.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about ability. Let me tell you, church, God can give you all the ability you need.
Amen.
You won't get it from me. You won't get it from Randy or none of these other preachers. You'll get it from God.
Amen.
You may hear the word that the Lord's given them, the Holy Spirit, to preach for your ears to hear. But he give you them two ears, he give you that mouth, and them eyes to use.
Amen, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Good thought, brother.
Amen.
Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
Sometimes, we go back to the bread of life and being stale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been stale before.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been stale many times.
They do, brother.
My kids have come upon and Mama hand me the men, or send some men up here. I'm going on 30 years this coming March, 2015, of having a birthday that I celebrate more than my actual birth. That I celebrate more than my actual birth. Yeah, I was born. God brought me into this world March 16th, 1964. Turned 50 this year. Oh, boy. Let me tell you, the best birthday I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was in March of 1985, right there. Hey,
you're
on Highway,
brother.
And then the next best thing to a birthday I had was in February of 2006 when the Lord called me to preach.
That's it, Paul.
I didn't have the ability or the knowledge or education. I had the word here in this book, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
But when he called me, he gave me that ability.
Amen.
He gave me that knowledge.
Yes, he did.
He gave me the direction, Brother Randy, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To share and preach the word.
Yeah. Amen.
And to do what his will was and not mine.
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
his heart, Lord.
I thank God for all of y'all that come out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Made an effort to be in God's house.
Amen.
To know where your heart was.
Mm-hmm.
Where you wanted to be.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
You could have been in some other place. You could have been at some old bar or somewhere's home or somebody's house for a party.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it won't be no bigger parties you can have right here tonight.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Or if you've got problems, Jesus can clean you then.
Yeah.
And you'll have the best celebration coming 2015 that you'll ever have in your life, Brother Randy.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah, brother.
We didn't have no party favors to blow whistles and horn, but let me tell you, We can shout the name of Jesus. We can shout, well, glory, hallelujah, praise his name.
Yeah.
Biggest part of you now.
Yeah.
You can see people tomorrow. Well, what'd you do last night? Well, let me tell you. I went to Fredonia Mountain, the Fredonia Church, to watch now, and we glorified God.
Amen.
We praised his name, we celebrated, and had a party, brother.
Amen.
A witnessing. God gives you the words to say, and the witness, whether it be when you leave here and maybe stop at a gas station now after midnight, or whether it be you're sitting at a restaurant tomorrow. Use and apply yourself.
Amen.
Don't get stale.
Yeah,
don't get stagnated in 2015.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let God use you.
Amen.
Let him give you what you need.
Amen.
Instead of looking at somewhere else.
Amen.
I've got something on my heart to read tonight. I read the neck and fold, and I want to read this. And it come to me sitting back there when Brother Joe was preaching.
That's the
law. And I said, Lord, is it, you know, I ask questions sometimes. Is it meant to read it? But you know what? It is. It's over in Psalms. It's very familiar. Turn the song. I can't even turn the song. Bless the Lord. There it is. Psalms 23. You know, such a rich psalm. Such rich.
Amen.
And I talk about the Lord hitting me in the head sometimes and knocking something. I'm glad I get hit in the head like that. You know, it's not hurting me, it's a hit me. But right here in Psalms 23, and like I said, is that, you know, Lord, is that what you want to read? And it was confirmation. But when I read what was at the top of it, one of the words was confidence.
Amen.
Church, we've got to have confidence.
Right.
You know, we've got to have confidence. If we don't hold confidence in what God gives us.
Amen.
To do and to apply. Are we not losing out?
That's
right.
We're losing out, friend.
Yeah.
We're not doing His will. We're losing out because we're doing self's will, or what somebody wants us to do, or what this and that, or what this says, or what this other book says, or whatever. But when I see that confidence, and it may just be for me, but I sit back there in the pew and I say, thank you, Lord. So let's read Psalms 23 together. Now I'll actually read it out loud if you'll do it when I start. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
That's His promise.
Yeah.
You'll get to heaven. You get to live forever with Him.
Thank you, Paul.
He's not finished. Church, that's why I didn't put these two, that and John 20, verse 7, together myself for a reason. God wanted to be saved.
Amen.
And I done His will.
Amen.
And I thank Him for that. I thank Him for the ability and for the strength to give me to do it. And I thank Him now. I praise God. I'm looking for the rest of the night to be in His honor and His glory.
Amen.
Praising His name, singing and preaching and what His will will be done.
Amen.
And Brother Jerry.
Amen. Amen.